I've been talking a lot about Shakespeare lately, describing in these segments each of the plays that opened earlier this year in Ashland, all part of the annual Oregon Shakespeare Festival. But today, after being pretty much all Shakespeare, Shakespeare, Shakespeare for weeks, that's not going to change, because last weekend marked the official Fairweather Summer Saluting opening of OSF's enormous open-air Elizabethan Theater, a.k.a. The Lizzie, with three new shows added to the six already playing in the Thomas and Bomer theaters. In The Lizzie, the new shows are Shakespeare's fan favorite, A Midsummer Night's Dream, David Farr's swashbuckling The Heart of Robin Hood, and Shakespeare's seldom-staged romance, Cymbeline. Right now, I'm going to talk about Cymbeline, but keep listening for full reviews of the others. When Shakespeare first wrote it, Cymbeline was a blockbuster, a crowd-pleaser, a hit. But today, it has become trendy to disregard Cymbeline as a failed, unsatisfying, seriously messed-up play. It is certainly a bit of a mashup, as if Shakespeare had collected a pile of notes and ideas and random plot points, scribbled on scraps of paper in a drawer, and then toward the end of his career tried to cram them all into one play, whether they fit together or not. That would explain the wildly careening shifts in tone, from comedy to tragedy to satire to family drama to romance to women disguised as men to princes disguised as acrobatic mountain men to a guy getting his head cut off and having his headless body mistakenly taken as somebody else. I've always loved Cymbeline, with its pre-Brothers Grimm tropes of an evil stepmother, a pure-hearted princess escaped to the woods, benevolent spirits and other supernatural forces arriving in time to make everything right. In director Bill Rauch's visually stunning production, these occasional fairy tale elements inspire a production packed with elves, orcs, and people with horns, casually interacting with each other as if they were a band of characters in a Dungeons & Dragons game. Walt Disney movies are an obvious influence as well. The evil stepmother dressed to resemble Snow White's sorceress queen, complete with a steaming cauldron and a poisoned apple. Those elements, unfortunately, prove more distracting than illuminating. And as much as I love elves, orcs, and guys in horns, they feel forced here, superimposed onto a story rather than integrated into it, which is a shame because everything else works. Cymbeline, a pre-medieval pagan king who's fallen under the spell of his heartless but beautiful second wife, is played with poignantly fragile power by the great American actor Howie Seago. Look him up on Wikipedia, who just happens to be deaf. In casting a deaf actor who speaks here in sign language and the occasional impassioned wordless cry, Rauch uncovers a number of rich dramatic textures. Watching the other characters' approach to signing, for one thing, reveals more about their characters and their feelings for the king than they make clear in their words. The primary story, a tangent-filled epic of lost loves, lost children, lost sanity, and lost plot threads, is entertainingly and clearly told, with plenty of gorgeous stage magic to keep the eyes dazzled even when the brain gets a little overworked. Rauch keeps the tone light, even during the heavy parts, especially during the headless parts, and allows the actors to poke fun at the story they are engaged in, essentially wink-winking at the audience, agreeing that it's all a bit much. While I certainly do recommend OSF Cymbeline, I personally would have preferred less of that knowing jokiness. We don't need to be reminded that it's a bit silly. The guy with the horns made that clear from the beginning. Cymbeline runs through October 13th. Learn more at osfashland.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.